That completes the license status review. Next item on the agenda is Tidewater Tank Terminal LLC. It's the Peabody Show today.
Just one today.
Okay. Good morning.
So we're going to be in the city of Chesapeake, where Tidewater Tank Terminal LLC is requesting authorization to install up to 75 linear feet of riprap revetment landward of a failing bulkhead along the southern branch Elizabeth River at their industrial property located at 1324 McLeod Road in Chesapeake. This project does require a wetlands permit because the city of Chesapeake has rescinded the wetlands ordinance. The project, again, is along the southern branch Elizabeth River on an industrial facility that Tidewater Tank uses to pump leachate, so from landfills, in these tanks onto barges that are then barged upriver, downriver. So as you can see from this aerial picture, portions of the existing bulkhead are failing. You can see that there is erosion in these pockets here. The applicant is only proposing to fill the pockets in this area of the entire property. The rest will remain failed. So as you can see here, we have failing pockets. Mean high water is now able to get through the bulkhead, which is why this is in Wetlands Board jurisdiction. There's about 180 square feet of areas where mean high water can get behind the bulkhead. And in that 180 square feet, the applicant is proposing to install riprap along that escarpment to reduce the landward movement of the upland. And the reason is because when they're tying the vessels, you can see here that there is cleats here to tie the mooring barges. Their employees walk down this area of the bulkhead, and they want to make sure that those holes are filled. So we have the drawings, which is 75 linear feet total, and riprap backfill. The project will result in 180 square feet of non-vegetated wetlands impacts. The compensation for these impacts is not deemed necessary based off of our wetlands guides, wetlands mitigation and compensation policy and guidelines. And therefore, after evaluating the merits of the project and considering all the factors contained in 28.2-1302 of the Code of Virginia and our guidelines, staff is recommending approval of the project as proposed.
Seems pretty straightforward.
Yes, sir.
Any questions? Thank you, ma'am. Is the applicant present or represented?
I don't think he was able to make it today. Tidewater Tank representative.
Do you know why he couldn't make it today?
Yes, sir. They have a skeleton crew and late night shifts. So he emailed me this morning saying he was unable to make it.
You satisfied this is a straightforward project? Okay.
Yes, sir.
I'm really, it's a couple times where the applicant doesn't show up, except for the burden that it puts on staff to have to go over it again and present it over again. I think it would behoove Mr. Watkinson and staff. I want the applicants here. I want them to answer questions that the commission may have, and for them not to be here does not provide a fair opportunity for the commission to ask. That's emphasis added, but I really do believe if they can't make it, they need to have it pulled, plain and simple.
Yes, sir.
And that's still at the pleasure of the commission, whatever, but after going through all of that, we can talk about it. Any questions?
Yeah, well,
Mr. Tankard.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, you saw those. I have a question for you. You saw those holes behind the kind of rusty steel bulkhead there. One might think, are they going to be able to maintain the fill behind that rusty steel bulkhead in the future?
I can give you my personal opinion that this is a short-term fix to a very big long-term problem. And they are aware that any of these short-term fixes are going to require Wetlands Board permits from us, and they now have my contact information anytime that needs to happen. However, this has been a learning situation for this property owner that we need to be contacted when these things are happening.
Can I have a follow-up?
Yeah, sure.
So when you say short-term, you believe that what we might put in those holes for quote-unquote safety will be fill for the future out into the waterway?
I don't think that fill will fall into the waterway. They're going to have filter fabric with riprap, but it's not going to prevent the rest of the bulkhead from failing. So that's going to continue to happen in the areas where they're not doing this riprap revetment, which is maybe three times the length that is currently being fixed.
Ms. Everett?
And you said in the summary that once the larger problem is addressed in the area where the barge does not meet, there potentially could be some other options, such as living toilet. But this doesn't prevent that. This is just kind of filling the holes
exactly.
for temporary safety, and then those other items can be addressed later.
Exactly. Okay.
If you were sitting up here, would you approve the project?
Yes, sir.
Okay. None of the blackouts will put you on the spot. Anyway. Is anyone here in opposition to the project? They are seeing none. The matter's before the commission. Mr. France.
Yes, I would move to approve this project, and the only reason is because of the safety issue.
Motion made by Mr. France to approve the project based on the safety issue. So note the safety issue in the minutes, if you would, please. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. France. Mr. Minor. Further discussion?
Yeah, I'm going to vote no. I agree with you, Commissioner Bowman. If they can't be here, they shouldn't have the application in front of us.
Okay. All in favor of the application approval, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
No.
Mr. Tankard votes no. Passes. Thomas's lucky day. Next item is Shirley Contracting Company, LLC 190554.
Commissioner, can I just take a second to comment on one issue relative to the attendance of the applicant? And I agree with you. It would be most helpful if they were here in these situations. But I do want to clarify for the commission that it has been our staff practice, consistent with code, to actually hold a public hearing prior to the commission meeting for each individual wetland application where you are ultimately acting as the local board. In this case, we did that. But no one attended that public hearing either, the applicant or no one from the public. More often than not, we'll get an applicant attend those hearings, and they'll also come to this meeting as well. But I just want to clarify for you that we have taken that approach to hold a public hearing to try and identify any issues that we think would be helpful to know about before we get to you. And I would recommend that we continue to maintain that practice. But if at some point, based on how these projects go, you want us to change that, we'll be glad to entertain any approach to changing that procedure.
No, I think the hearing is fine, but there could be some items that change or issues that change
absolutely.
Between point A and point B.
And we don't know what you're going to ask, and
correct.
So it is important for them to
yeah,
be here.
So
we'll reiterate that to you.
And it would be of benefit to them to have a trial run to see if there are any opposition
exactly.
prior to the commission meeting that could be mitigated before it gets here. So
I
don't have a problem at all with the process
okay.
being run now. I have a problem with them not being here.
I
mean, these are it's a big deal. I mean, we consider it that way by virtue of the Code of Virginia. They should consider it that way as well. Now, someone had gotten sick, there'd been a problem, something like that. I can't help. It's a skeleton crew, and I can't help as far as the manning situation is concerned. So just, as I said, emphasis added. No?
We'll relay that information on to our applicants.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sir.